how you doing? This is Paul coming at you with another Isle of Lucy podcast. I hope you're all feeling well out there. I, for one, am a little under the weather. I got kind of a bad cold right now, but nothing major. I'll get over it. Anyway, we've got some great Isle of Lucy-related music for you today. First thing I'm going to play here is it's one of PJ's songs that he recorded with a 4-track, and it's awesome. He put all these different levels of harmony on there that are all him, and the idea was that eventually we would record this or perform it with the four of us in Isle of Lucy. And this is one of those songs that I was really kind of disappointed that we never got a chance to do, because I thought it would have been pretty hilarious if Isle of Lucy ever performed this. So this is Llewellyn. Yes, that would have been a great one if we were able to ever pull it off or perform it somewhere. But, oh well, at least you still have that recording of it. Okay, the next thing I'm going to play here is one of my original guitar compositions. This is another one that I don't really have a title for yet, but the idea was to make it very epic and anthemic. So hopefully I was able to get that to come across in it. Thank you. All right, coming up next here is arguably the best Isle of Lucy song we ever wrote. This is the Sun Song. Now, this went through a few different variations here, but the version that I'll be playing right now is from Ludafest last spring. So it's the last Isle of Lucy show ever, and we wanted to make sure to include this song in that set. So this is the recording from that day of the Sun Song.
Thank you.
right there at the end of that song is where that cut off for that performance, because it was a situation where we knew that we were running low on time, mainly because included in our set was the 14-minute pause oppression. Anyway, we were running low on time, so we cut the ending of the Sun Song short to go straight into Possum Kingdom as our final number. And so that ended up being cut short from the full version of the Sun Song, and in the full final version that we never got a real recording of. After that part, after it, you know, speeds up, big build-up, comes down again really slow for the ending, then we went in at full-blown at the end again, just getting faster and faster instrumentally until eventually it just sort of came apart in a huge frenzy of everything. And it was really cool. And probably the best time that we ever did that, I think I talked about the show before, was the last show that we did at the Contented Cow in last spring. And that was a great performance of the Sun Song there. I remember after we did it, there were some people in the audience who just were saying, "Whoa, wait a minute. You guys wrote that? Whoa." I mean, that's always kind of cool. Yeah, the one thing about that recording that I don't like very much is it's, the levels are kind of spotty, mainly because it's ripped from a video that was taken of the performance, so it's not great. And I feel like the guitar solo part just doesn't really come through. So I'm just gonna play, this is the guitar solo from the Sun Song from the studio recording that we started. So that is close to what you would have heard had the levels been better at Ludafest. Although in that recording that I just played, there are maybe 6 or 7 different layers of guitar parts there. I mean, so obviously we would never be able to duplicate that on stage, but that gives you an idea of what the melody of the guitar solo was supposed to be. Okay, next song I'm gonna do here is what we called the cover medley. This is 3 songs that we've discovered early on had pretty much identical chord progressions. And so there were 3 fairly simple rock songs that we wanted to play. And so eventually we started thinking, hey, well, why don't we just string them all together? And at one point there was a 4th song, maybe a 5th song, that well, we could just keep adding on to this and have this huge behemoth of the covers that we play all in this big block. Because so many of them that we did all ended up being in E major. And so these are 3 songs that are in E. We've got For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield, Bob O'Reilly by The Who, and Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Nobody's right if ever. Radio's now cross man. Put out the fire and don't look past the shoulder. The exodus is here. The happy ones are near. Let's get together before we lift our shoulders. Teenage wasteland is only a teenage wasteland. Teenage wasteland, no, no, to the teenage wasteland. We're all waste. Who the fuck is telling you now? It ain't me, it ain't me. I'm no senator's son, no. It ain't me, it ain't me. I'm no functioning one, no. The folks have all still with the food in hand, not on the help themselves, no. But when the tax man comes to the door, faces like a rubbing sail, no. It ain't me, I'm no son of a son, no. It ain't me, I'm no fortunate one, no. The most of all, stars and fake lies, who they go down the wall?
That about does it for this edition of the Isle of Lucy podcast. Hope you all enjoyed yourself. If you like what you've heard, feel free to leave a comment on the podcast page there, or shoot me a pod mail. Let me know if there's something you want to hear some more of, or want to hear the backstory of something else. We can make that happen. And I'm for anyone who is a St. Olaf alumni. Sorry I wasn't able to make it to the 0 year reunion last weekend. Being 2,000 miles away kind of made it a little hard to make that happen. But I heard from a lot of people who went there that it was a great time, and I wish I could have been there. So, until I see you again, this is Paul. See you later.
Why don't you go to...